Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. My last hour here this week, filling in for Mike Malloy. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, your friendly investigative citizen journalist, blogger, troublemaker, and muckraker, broadcasting for one more hour here from lovely Los Angeles. Beautiful night tonight at the studios of K-Talk AM 1150. My thanks to those folks for allowing me to sit in here and use, I guess I should also thank Stephanie for letting me use her studio, her chair, and her microphone. No, my thanks to Stephanie Miller. All week long. Mike and Kathy will be back on Monday. Yes, your long national nightmare is over. It's been a hell of a week here. It really has been. And I'm going to get to your calls in a moment. 877-520-1150. We have a few more lines open. 877-520-1150. You can still join the live chat room at, take your pick, same chat room, but you can get there at bradblog.com or mikemalloy.com tonight. Given everything that's going on, we thought a backup version would be a good idea. You can also Twitter me at The Brad Blog is my Twitter handle, and that's where you can also follow me after I'm gone, after I disappear into the ether, not after I'm gone, but, you know, after I'm not on the air anymore, because I'm just a blogger, and I'll go back to being just a blogger, dude, after this hour, is it Kismet? No, what's that place that appears every 150 years, and I can't remember. All right, I got to study my musical theater. Anyway, it has been an amazing week. As I opened the show mentioning last Friday when I began this week of covering for Mike, I had promised him I would get rid of Hosni Mubarak before the week was done. And, I kind of think I delivered. Here was my promise last week. No, Hosni Mubarak has not left yet, but I'm going to make it my personal mission between now and the time I'm done broadcasting next week on the Malloy Show to rid Egypt of Hosni Mubarak. That's it. He'll be gone by the time we finish up next week. Well, so there you go. So we took care of that. Again, check that off the list. Got rid of Hosni Mubarak. Okay. Then we talked about the Clarence Thomas earlier in the week, and much of that has gotten lost, but it should not get lost to you. Clarence Thomas, who falsified his financial disclosures for the past 20 years, and he ought to be held accountable, ought to be held. It was a crime. And you can get information on that at bradblog.com, and Alternate later on picked up the story as well. But very few other people are even covering this, and we have the documents. We have the, you can see his signature where he didn't include the hundreds of thousands of dollars that his wife was getting from right-wing organizations. And you can see the special treatment that he got to cover it up. Go check out that story, and let's have some accountability now that Egypt, I personally, of course, have taken care of Egypt. And then the Chamber of Commerce has turned their guns on progressives once again. They're hired thugs, and that story continues to develop. Hopefully I'll be able to write more about it at bradblog.com now that we're back up, but they were in fact targeting me, my family, putting personal details together for a concerted attack. They were going after Glenn Greenwald. They were going after my nonprofit organization, velvetrevolution.us. So I ask you to stand up for progressive organizations like velvetrevolution.us, like U.S. Chamber Watch, which is sponsored by A Change to Win, which I should add, I have nothing to do with, despite the conspiracy they claimed in their emails that we have now seen. Support Salon. Support Brad Blog. Support your favorite. Support Fire Dog Lake, frankly, Empty Wheel over there. The work she's been doing on these emails that we've discovered is fabulous, is terrific. David Dayan over there covering this story. If you don't support progressive media, progressive radio, Mike Malloy, his podcasts, subscribe to them. If you don't support progressives, there will be no more. And there are already damned too few. Good luck finding us. We are here, But we all could use your help. We are all are in this democracy together, including those folks who have been lied to. The good folks, frankly. Not the insidious ones, but the good folks who have been lied to, who have been angered over there in the Tea Party, who have been told all manners of things which are just lies. Once they learn the truth, they will join you and me. And we'll see what happened in Egypt happen in this country. I don't see any other way this goes. Anyway, let me let's go take some calls here. 877-520-1150. Tom in San Diego, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I don't want to talk about the, you know, any of the liberal stations, so-called liberal stations, whatever they want to call them, seem to have a very weak, weak signal. You know, in San Diego, we have a station called KLSD.
Used to. You used to.
Yeah, we used to. And one reason I can listen to you now is because I'm satellite.
Yep.
But, you know, but I'd be going up north, and I think you're in L.A., because I think aren't you broadcasting out of KTLK or something like that?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Yeah, and that has a very weak signal, too.
Yep, good luck. Good luck hearing it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I work up in L.A. a lot, and I stay up there.
Meanwhile, down the hall, by the way, 20 feet down the hall, the right-wing radio station can be heard across, what, 14 states, KFI, a very fine station. If you like right-wing talk radio, heard in 14 states, and I can hear K-Talk sometimes in the parking lot downstairs. But
I don't doubt it. But, yep. You know, I had satellite, my radio screwed up in my car. It's kind of a little transfer thing. You know, you got an adapter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this jerkwad from San Diego by the name of Roger Hedgecock. And I go, what in the hell is he doing on progressive radio?
Yeah.
And that thing comes through loud and clear 100-and-something miles away from my house.
You know, by the way, I kind of like Roger Hedgecock. I had him on he had me on his show some years ago. I know he's a far right winger, but he was with me on the fact that we ought to have paper ballots that ought to be overseen and countable by the people. So, but no, listen, down there in where you are in San Diego, KLSD, a good progressive station owned by Clear Channel, who also owns the right wing station, decided to close down KLSD and put in, I think, what was it, like the fifth sports station in San Diego?
And it failed.
And good luck, right, and good luck finding progressive talk on our free public airwaves in San Diego, one of the largest and greatest cities in this nation. It is an outrage because we are talking about our public airwaves. Hey, Tom, I got to run. I really appreciate your call. Hang in there, brother.
I am. I'm trying.
All right, brother.
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. All right, let's go to, here we go. Oh, Lonnie in Eugene, Oregon. Welcome to the, Mike Malloy Show, Lonnie.
Hey, thank you. I was calling about the Chamber of Commerce harassing you and doing that, but I it's like a trickle down thing. I called Mike Pence's office in September.
Mm-hmm.
I was reported, that office falsely reported me to the state capitol police as having called them up to threaten to murder their entire staff.
What?
When all I did was
Mike Pence of Indiana?
Yeah.
Why did you call him, and why did you threaten to murder his whole staff, Lonnie?
I didn't say anything like that to them. I called them up when they refused to re-up the unemployment benefits for all those people.
Right.
And I called their office, and I called John Boehner's office and said, you know what? You guys are going to be responsible for hundreds of deaths of people who are basically hanging on by the sheer threads, and you're going to be responsible for them, you know, freezing to death and getting sick this winter because this is how critical these benefits are to people. And the guy on the phone was on Pence's office, surprised me because he was really friendly. John Boehner's office was not so friendly, right? And he was like, okay, I'll tell him, right? Thank you for calling.
Right.
2 days later, I get a call from the Eugene Police Department.
What?
Investigating me because the Capitol Police had been reported that I threatened their lives.
Oh, my God. What, did they have a recording of it? I'm sure they record all the calls.
That's what I said to them, and they're like, well, the guy was like, well, I don't have those details. I was just told to investigate you. And I said,
man.
I didn't even spank my kids. I'm a complete pacifist.
Man.
I wrote a little quick response letter, and then I thought, they're not going to read it anyway. So I wrote like a six-page letter and sent it to Boner's office, Pence's office, the investigating detective to the Capitol Police, to Barack Obama, my two senators, and my congressman, and Nancy Pelosi's office, because honestly, those guys, it's like I told the detective, this is the Republican Party trying to use the strong arm of the law to intimidate me, keep me from calling them up and reminding them of their civic duty to Americans.
Lonnie, thank you for not taking that lying down. Thank you for making noise. Thank you for coming in here tonight and using your public airwaves to tell that story.
Well, thank you.
And I hope that all other Americans, find out that they needn't be intimidated by these thug-like tactics. Thanks, Lonnie. I really do mean it.
Thank you so much. You know what? I got a tattoo in November that says, love is greater than fear. And that is what we need to live with.
I hear you, Lonnie. Thank you. We can roll over and we can take this crap and we can see that, the Justice Department is going to attack folks if they break the law, if they're on the wrong side of politics. But, the corporations, they can get away with anything with impunity. And that's what we saw in this chamber attack. Brad in for Malloy. Stay with us.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Yeah, we could use that convoy.
Will
the trucker from Tennessee called in earlier this week, said that he had been listening to the show, that he felt we had awakened the sleeper in him. He was comparing it to the movie Dune, I guess, where there's these corporations have taken over. And he said what we need is a convoy. We do indeed. We need a convoy. We need the truckers on board. They can shut down any town, any place they go to. Roll in the 18-wheelers to D.C., roll them into Philly. I see that the Chamber of Commerce is meeting in 2 months from now at the Westin in Philadelphia. You can get more information on that if you'd like to stop by to their conference at cciconference.com. They also have a great big building in Washington, D.C., where you can practice your Egyptian skills, standing up for yourself and your democracy. It's right there. But we got to stand up and demand it peacefully. Let's go to Robin in Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Robin.
Good evening.
Good evening. What is on your mind tonight?
The same thing has been on my mind pertaining to you for the better part of a year, and that's that you find 5 minutes to kick your feet up on a desk.
That I find 5 minutes to kick my feet up? I like that, yeah.
I just wanted to call and say thank you. I know you've had a rough couple of days with your website being down. It is back up.
Yes, it is.
I don't know how long it's been back up.
Just went up just
before
30 seconds before airtime tonight. The administrators were able to get it back up, and it may go down, I'm told, a little bit later tonight for a shorter time. But we're back up. We will not be silenced. I'm told it was just a hardware error. We hope that's what they think. That's what they say. That's what they're correcting. But it's been a hell of a 24 hours to be sort of feel like you have your tongue cut out. I couldn't talk about the attacks from the chamber and all of that.
Well, Common Dreams was down for about an hour and a half the day before, and then I frequent a message board. I don't know if I'm allowed to give it a plug.
Sure, go ahead.
Old Elm Tree.
Okay.
Was also having some serious server issues.
Well, listen, Robin, things happen. Servers go down. Given what we now know, given the concerted effort, given the emails that you can see where these guys, these bad guys working with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce were planning these schemes to put out fake documents, to try to discredit progressive organizations, me, Glenn Greenwald, Chamber, U.S. Chamber Watch, StopTheChamber.com. This is is what they do. And as Marcy Wheeler told us earlier, you know, it looked like they were willing to pay $250 an hour to go on Twitter and badmouth people with their crap, basically. This is what they do, and they do it with impunity, and it needs to be stopped. And Robin, can I just give you one? Glenn Greenwald wrote this. There are supposed to be institutions which limit what can be done in pursuit of those private sector goals. They're called government and law. To the contrary, the full force of government and law will be unleashed against anyone who undermines Bank of America and Wall Street executives and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and telecoms and government, which is why they concluded that proposing such a pernicious and possibly illegal attacks would be deemed not just acceptable, but commendable. They are not afraid because the government and the big corporations have now become one. Sorry to rant into your ear there.
Well, I'm going to try, and it'll be shorter, but hopefully it'll be just as much fun. In the age of means over merit, vice is virtue, and virtue vulnerability.
That's what's happened in this country. Robin, I appreciate your call. Keep fighting the good fight out there.
You do the same. I'll be looking to get involved with Velvet Revolution.
Good. Sign on up. Really appreciate it. Appreciate the support.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you. We'll take more of your calls straight ahead. 877-520-1150. Don't back down. Don't let the bad guys scare you. Keep up the good fight. And by the way, you don't need to support guys, any politicians, just because they have a D by their name or even because they have an R by their name. As I say over and over and again, this is not about right and left. This is about right and wrong. Calling out the bad guys, your independent progressive friend right here, Brad Friedman, on the Mike Malloy Show. One more half hour left. Some lines open if you want to get in. 877-520-1150. And for tonight, since I sat right down and cried, keep raining.
So sad that it should come to this. We tried to warn you all, but oh dear.
We did. We tried to warn you.
You may not.
You can keep going. It drives you crazy, doesn't it, that song, Tony? Yeah. Uh-huh. Now you like it. All right. So long, and thanks for all the fish. Indeed, Brad Friedman in for our last half hour here for Mike Malloy. He will be back next week, rested and ready to change your world. 877-520-1150 is our phone number if you want to get in. 877-520-1150. Your last chance. Your last chance to talk to me. Your last chance to tell me I'm no good. I'm just a no good Nick. Last chance for the Chamber of Commerce to come on in with their little spam bots making $200 an hour to come in and tell me I'm no good. Love to hear from you, including right-wingers. I have no problem with you. Let's see, a couple of pieces of business here. I am told that it is, and I haven't verified this, but orangutan in chat at the bradblog.com chat room tells us today is Thomas Edison's birthday. So happy birthday, Thomas Edison. And Gustav Mahler tells us that it's Sarah Palin's birthday today. She's 47. Happy birthday, Sarah. And your friends over at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Sarah, they know my birthday, apparently, because they posted it in an email to each other as they were preparing their attack, specifically the reprehensible and disgusting CEO of a company named H.B. Gary Federal. You can look up their website, hbgary.com. The CEO is Aaron Barr, who essentially put together all of these hits on progressives like me and my family, where I live. Hey, Aaron, you haven't scared me. But I understand you have lost quite a bit of work over these past 24 hours. Nice going, jerk. For Earth in chat asked me to predict, since I predicted that Hosni Mubarak would be gone before I finished broadcasting this week. She now asked me to predict when Clarence Thomas will resign. Well, he will as soon as you people demand it. You see, I won't be on the air anymore until I'm called back into duty. But if you people demand it, if you people raise holy hell, if the convoy rolls into D.C., and demands that a guy who broke the law for 20 years should not be sitting on the highest court in the land, then maybe Clarence will have a choice. As long we'll have the choice to leave or not. And then, by the way, stay there until he does leave. As long as you do nothing, he will do nothing, and he will keep deciding cases against your best interest, against the interests of this nation, and in favor of the corporations who line his pockets and his wife's pockets with millions and millions of dollars before he goes out, and he lies about it. Okay, let's go to Bob in San Francisco. What's on your mind? Welcome to the Molloy Show, Bob.
Hi, Brad. Two of your enemies today, Bank of America and the AmCham. I sent you an email on the AmCham. It just concerns the fact that...
It would be the American U.S. Chamber of Commerce you're talking about.
Yeah, the foreign branches, really.
Oh, yes, right. The AmCham, where they get their foreign money that they then use in our public elections.
Well,
yeah.
That was the beef, that it was foreign, but who's to say it wasn't American money like Bechtel money or Halliburton or Blackwater money?
No, because Clarence Thomas said you can have as much private corporate money as you want in our public elections, and everyone else can go to hell because corporations are people, and people are sitting around and buying this crap instead of pulling an Egypt and saying, no, we're taking our country back. But anyway, Bob, go ahead.
Well, it can stay overseas and be tax-free. Maybe it can come into this country as political gifts, at least after Citizens United it can. But the fact that there are some laundered through Bahraini oil and Abu Dhabi ports and that sort of thing may mean that they were already in the pipeline before the decision and they came through in that form. There might be quite a bit more dirt and illegality connected with that kind of money, although it's very much the minority of what eventually could come through after the decision. But I hope it doesn't get buried because of the enormity of the $80 billion that came in 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, it is going to get buried. Thanks for your call, Bob. It is going to get buried. Nobody is reporting it. Nobody is covering it. We're barreling towards 2012, and unlimited corporate money can go to any candidate, essentially, or against any candidate. The U.S. Chamber is in charge. The corporations are in charge. And you, my fellow Americans, are not. Larry in Berkeley, welcome to the Mike Molloy Show.
Hi, Brad.
Hi.
Given the lack of political will to break up the media monopoly in the country, and given the lack of political will to create the regulations necessary to provide for a way for people like Mike and you and Desi and other progressives to be able to get on the airwaves and have a fair shot at being able to influence people, what can be done to develop a countervailing force of the audience to be able to press or to influence these large media concerns that they want a Brad Friedman or a Mike Molloy, and that would and then they would put a Brad or a Mike Molloy on the air because these businesses would know.
Okay, let me answer your question that I think you're asking, Larry. There are a number of things that you can do. When you hear people advertising on this radio station, if you're listening, if you're lucky enough to be listening over the air, support those people who buy ad time on that station. Thank them, call them, thank them for doing for that. Ask them to continue doing it. Patronize their businesses when you can. Call your progressive radio stations and thank them for continuing to have such programming on the air. Call the stations that aren't and ask them to do it. If you happen to have a whole bunch of money out there, See if you can get one of these radio stations, one of these licenses. They're releasing a lot of new 1,000-watt that you know very few people can hear, but we got to start somewhere. There's a lot of ways to fight. Yeah, and by the way, one more, Larry. When these Democrats come in and they give you this crap that the airwaves don't matter, that the future is the internet, that we're not going to fight to restore the airwaves, to unwind the Telecommunications Act, don't just turn around and vote for them again. Don't give them your money. Tell them you either restore the airwaves to the people or you can go to the Chamber of Commerce to get your goddamn money, but you're not getting it from me. Sorry. Go ahead, Larry.
Let me ask one last thing. A number of listeners to progressive radio, a lot of them don't have much money, such as myself, or they don't have access to computers. So the only it's very difficult for them to be able to give pay for the Mike Malloy podcast or the Brad Friedman podcast to be able to support you all, you know, financially.
Yeah.
So in light of that situation, you know, it's very difficult because there are a lot of organizations that I would like to give money to because I support them politically, but my situation is such that I just can't.
I hear you, Larry. I do. I hear you, and I understand. And there are other ways that don't require money. If you do have a computer or if you do go to the library to use the computer, you know, dig their articles, hit Reddit, tweet, you know, to these stories that you find. Like I say, you can call those radio stations and thank them for running progressive programming. And for those who don't, ask them to add it. We have, you mentioned Desi Doyen. She's my co-host on the Green
That's
News
correct.
Report.
Yes.
You're lucky enough to be able to hear it up in Green 960. Most progressive stations around the country, most radio stations certainly don't have it at all. You can hear it at greennews.bradblog.com, but call your radio station and ask them to add it. They can add it for free. It's 6 minutes. Play it at the top of the hour. You know, participate. Make noise. Raise hell. There are ways, those groups that you support, see if they could use some volunteer work. I got to run, Larry, but there are ways to help. Keep going. Keep fighting.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Brad.
Really appreciate it. Really appreciate your call and your concern and your interest in doing the right thing and fighting the good fight. 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. Oh, we got a trucker on the line. Truckers go straight to the front these days. David in trucker in Mississippi. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What's on your mind?
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to say keep doing what you're doing. A lot of us out here appreciate it. It's really, really, really hard on regular radio to hear anything progressive. I can testify to that. That's why I got satellite. You know.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah.
And out of curiosity, Obama's announcement where he said he was going to auction off, I believe it was frequencies, radio frequencies.
Right.
Won't that help progressive radio?
Yes, unfortunately, if you're talking about the same story that I think you are, these are 1,000-watt stations that can be heard, you know, a good 10 or 20 feet from the transmitter. But, you know, they're the little tiny stations. We got to start somewhere, got to get those licenses. Yes, that could help progressives if they take those, even though they are weak, even though they are really ghettoizing progressive talk. But, you know, I had mentioned that he was going to reform the media ownership, as he said on his website on January 20th, 2009, the day that he was sworn in on the White House website. By summer, that promise had been removed quietly from the White House website, and we are still doing nothing about it, David. So, you know, do me a favor, you know, get on that CB radio, find the other progressive truckers out there, organize, head on out to D.C., and see what you can do to change the world before I come back to guest host next time, will you, David?
All right, cool.
All right, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. 877-520-1150. We'll take a quick break and come back. You have your last chance right now to get in. If you'd like to say hello or goodbye or thanks for all the fish, 877 877- 520-1150. You're listening to Brad Friedman of bradblog.com for just a few more minutes on The Molloy Show. Never fear, Mike and Kathy are back next Monday. Stay with us.
Now the hacienda's dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling.
My thanks as ever to the greatest engineer in the whole wide world, Tony Sorrentino. Thank you, brother. It's been a great week. A lot of fun. Nice that you finally shaved. Also to my producer, screener, chat room host, co-host of the Green News Report, Desi Doyen. Thank you, Des. Sorry to put you out this week. You can rest over the weekend. Of course, to For Earth for joining in this week and helping us in that chat room. Really great to have you on board. Extraordinary thanks tonight in particular to George Vassilopoulos and the crew at MikeMolloy.com for helping us get up when and on their website tonight, when it didn't look like we were going to be able to get up on bradblog.com at all until just moments before airtime. So thank you, George. Really appreciate the hand there. If you're listening on MikeMolloy.com, please stay tuned for Head On with Bob Kincaid, though he, too, is on that progressive cruise with Mike and Kathy. I believe that John Fox is filling in from Australia. And my great thanks. Oh, great thanks also tonight to Marcy Wheeler of Empty Wheel, Frank Heindel of scvotinginfo.com, and Sue Wilson of SueWilsonReports.com. And finally, my great thanks for allowing me to stand in all week long, all the way back to last Friday, to Mike and Kathy Molloy. Hope you had a nice time. You have been missed, and you will be welcome back here on Monday. Did you hear that, truth seekers? The Molloys are headed back this way. Your long national nightmare is over. Let's go get a couple more calls here very quickly. Daryl in Denville, New Jersey. Welcome to the Mike Molloy Show, sir.
Hey, I'm a big fan of Mike, and now I'm a fan of yours.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, listen, war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, you know? I mean, one of the things that we're going to have to do is dispel this myth that that there isn't enough money on the left to support progressive radio. I mean, for one thing, the unions are going to have to stop spending $25 million to defeat the Blanche Lincolns of the world and put that money into getting message out, because this is bigger than just
one person. The unions? What was wrong with getting Blanche Lincoln out? She was a Republican Democrat. What was the problem with that?
Well, what I'm saying is this problem is much bigger than just Blanche Lincoln.
Yeah, it is, but we have to fight. We have to fight every race, every place, you know, every election to get good progressives in there. Yeah, you're going to lose some. That's going to happen. But you know what? Having a Blanche Lincoln in there ain't going to do anybody any favors, because she's voting with Republicans. You know, stand up. And I don't care about the Democrats, by the way. I want progressive values that people care about. People that are, you know, that are about people and putting people to work, not the lies, not the crap that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is selling you, not the Fox News crap they're selling you, but the real stuff that supports Americans.
I agree with you. I just want to see five or six more Mike Molloys. One last thing, if I might.
Yeah.
You know, Pinochet, you know, he never thought he'd be out of there. Marcos, the Shaw, all these people. And so for these fascists in this country, you know, your day is coming too. And I think that one of the reasons why so many on the right are not sure what to think about Egypt is they know it doesn't bode well for these right-wing bastards who are suppressing freedom in this country. And their day is going to come.
That's the pro-war criminal, pro torture crowd. We could do without them. And, yeah, we still have one pro-torture war criminal, at least former president, running around, George Bush. And I will fight for accountability there until the day I die. I got to go, Daryl. I'm sorry.
Funny that he couldn't go to
Switzerland. Yep, it was. They'll hold him accountable, even if we won't. Let's say we do hold him accountable. Thanks for the call, Daryl. Do I have to? I can make it. Okay, let's go really fast. Hey, John in Santa Monica. Very quickly, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Sorry to give you short shrift, but what's on your mind?
I just like to magnify what Daryl said about 10 times. I totally agree with him. And when the DNC asks me for money, I tell them, you start giving money to left-wing radio, and then maybe I'll think about it. I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I don't care about Democrats. I care about progressives.
There you go. Well said, John. Keep up the good fight out there. And finally, let's go to Jerry in South Carolina. Can you be as fast as John was? And welcome to the show, Jerry. Oh,
hello.
There you are. You're on. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, man, we're going to hit the streets. You know, I'm a truck driver myself, and, you know, I'm just tired of when we talk on the radio, on TV, about what we should do about the tax rate.
Right.
When Reagan came in, that was fair and everything. Why aren't we doing something about it?
I don't know, Jerry. One of the reasons is because most people don't hear the message. You have now heard it. Jerry, you are now in charge. You've got a big microphone. You got a CB radio. It's time you get that message out there. You get the truckers together. You guys can shut down any city you want. You guys can shut down this nation. Jerry, you are now in charge. Don't drop the ball. I'm counting on you, my friend. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the fight. Thanks to all the good folks in the bradblog.com chat room all week long. You guys have been awesome. Thanks to you listeners for supporting the work that we do here. It has been my pleasure and my honor. Until I am back here again, you can find me, hopefully, at bradblog.com. Good night, America. Keep it lit.